the Gospel according to John chapter 3. We are continuing, brethren, this morning, looking at Jesus' answer again, based on the question that Nicodemus asked in verse 4. If Nicodemus asked, surely a man cannot go back to his mother's womb and be born again. After Jesus said, if anyone has to see heaven, he has to be born from above. Nicodemus raised the question. Previous week, we did see Jesus' answer, we must be cleansed from within, we must be indwelt by the Spirit. We find ourselves also then in verse number 6. But then we shall read from verse 6 to verse 15. That which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be marveled that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can this be? Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not know these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you did not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. We may pray. Baba wethu osezulwini, yisowe Nkosi Jesu. Siyabonga Nkosi ekuseni izwi lakho eliqinisa elinamandla, elitshintsha imiphefumulo Nkosi. Sime phambi kwakho Heavenly Father, ngoba imiphefumulo yethu Baba itshintshiwe, futhi siyalungisiswa mihla namalanga Jehova, ukumela leli langa lakho elizayo, la Nkosi siyawuguqulwa sifanane nawe. Siyabonga ke Nkosi yami ngalena nkonzo yokuzalwa kabusha. Heavenly Father, namhlanje Heavenly Lord, siyabheka Nkulunkulu nomusa ukuba kuzalwe ngumoya, ngumoya kuzalwe inyama, Nkosi kuyinyama. Sifundiseke namandla ekuseni Nkosi yami loko Baba wena ofisile Nkosi ukuba sikwazi. Siyakhuleka egameni kaJesu Kristu namanje ekuseni sonke singathi amen. So bazalwane, njengoba sengishilo, we continuing la uJesu Kristu khona uphendula uNicodemus. UNicodemus has asked a question and said, how can a grown up man go back to his mother's womb and be born again? Surely loko bazalwane is not possible. No Jesu Kristu where we are today, uyafakaza ukuthi that is not possible. And we are still Jesu Christ, we're going to see last corner corner bazalwane this morning, ukuthi even if it was possible bazalwane, it will not have benefited anything. Bongeke kulethe any answer a different, the results was going to be exactly the same. Even if it was possible ukuthi umuntu angabiyela back into his mother's womb, his results was going to be the same. Why? Because flesh bring forth flesh. Flesh produces flesh. However, the spirit produces spirit. So bazalwane sibonile ke embalangeni andlulile, we did our studies maviki semaningi, but the most important thing esibonile was the necessity of this new birth. The new birth is necessary because no one shall see the kingdom of God unless he is born of God. And let's find the corner today, from 6 to 15. We see Jesus Christ akhuluma ngokukholwa akhuluma ngaye azibeka yena athi njengalokho uMoses lifted up the bronze snake in the wilderness so the son of man must also be lifted up ngamanye amagama abazalwane siyafunda ukuthi although the new birth is brought to us by the spirit of God noma kunjalo but it has to be accomplished by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Should Jesus Christ have not died, still the Spirit was not going to accomplish fully. Because the Bible is telling us Jesus Christ died so that we may find forgiveness. And we are told that without blood, there is no remission of sin. So Jesus Christ points out last corner to Nicodemus ukuthi there is a necessity for him also to die. As John said, ashilo kanjalo uJohn ku chapter number 1, John the Baptist saying, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." So if Jesus Christ had to be the one that takes away the sin of the world, then Jesus Christ will have to die at the cross that we may be saved. So God, by the Spirit, regenerate us through Christ Jesus. We are made one with Him. Without Christ Jesus, there is no remission of sin. But the aim of Jesus Christ ukutshela uNicodemus something very special. Engifuna ukuthi nathi today I think we must look at. Sibonile ke emavikini andlulile bazalwane ukuthi yiyo it is this ministry of the new birth that also lead us to be faithful even in sharing the gospel with other people. Because we come to an understanding ukuthi unless a man is born again from above, he shall not see the kingdom of God. We have learned from Jesus who insisted in the gospel, who insisted in the message yakhe ku Nicodemus. Nicodemus yambona my question all the time, siyambona Jesu yaphindalela naye all the time. But a question, brethren, that I would like us to deal with today. It goes this way. Is there any evidence in our lives once God has done His work in our lives? Is there any evidence? Can we see surely that God has done something in our lives? Siyakhona ukubona na. Siyakhona ukubona ukuthi manje singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Is there any evidence? In other words, bazalwane, does the Spirit produce some effective effects in our lives? Ngabe kukhona any results evelayo na ezimpilweni zethu if we are born of God? So the text is beginning nayo today, brethren, it deals with two issues. Verse number 6. It deals with what is born of flesh, which produces flesh. Okuzalwe inyama, kuletha inyama. And at the same time, it deals with another issue. What is born of the Spirit produces spirit. So what is spirit is spirit. What is flesh is flesh. There are two issues that we're dealing with here. Ngamanye amagama, what does this mean? What does Jesus trying to accomplish here? What is Jesus' aim here? Ngabe ufuna ukuthi uJesu Christ ufuna uNicodemus understand kanjani here? How are we supposed to understand this ourselves? It says, brethren, what is flesh is flesh, what is spirit. In other words, brothers and sisters, human nature produces humankind. And the Spirit of God produces a new nature. Then it tells us, it means that there are two natures. There is an old nature, there is a new nature. And the old nature is produced from flesh, because flesh is flesh. The old nature is produced based on what we are by our nature. And Bazalan, that old nature cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Because the Bible tells us that flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So surely, brethren, Jesus is stressing the very same point that we need a new nature. So, but we have dealt with death, Bazalan. Surely we know we need a new nature. But today, equation does the new nature produces some evidence in our lives which men can see, which we can also see in our own lives, that now we are the children of God? So Jesus Christ, where we are, brethren, is also telling Nicodemus that there are two kinds of people in this world, Bazalwan. And these two kinds of people in this world must be seen by their characters, must be seen based on what begat them. Namaye makama funa kubonakale laba bantu ababili ngendlela abazalwe ngakhona. Lento ebazalile iyeza wenza babonakale ukuthi babili. Uma bazalwe inyama, kuza kubonakala ngemisebenzi yabo yenyama ukuthi bazalwe inyama. Uma bazalwe ngumoya, kuzawubona bakubonakala ngemisebenzi futhi yemoya ukuthi bazalwe ngumoya. So Jesus, brethren, here is making it clear to Nicodemus and also to us. There is a contrast in those that are born of flesh and those that are born of the Spirit. There is a difference between the children of God and the children of this world. There is a difference on those that are non-Christians, on those that are Christians. There is a difference. There should be a difference. There is no middle ground. Those that are the disciples of Jesus Christ, those that follow Jesus Christ, those that claim to have fellowship with Jesus Christ, those that claim to have unity with God through Christ Jesus by the Spirit of God, those that claim these things and pray each and every time and call themselves the sons of God, they had to be different from the rest of the world. Why? Because now what is born of Spirit is Spirit. The Spirit will have to produce, Bazalwane, as Peter said, a new nature, a new life, a new character, a new heart, a new spirit. Like Sishile, Emavigini, and Julie. So there is a difference, Bazalwane. That's why Lenin verse is so short. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. There is a difference between these two. So as we live, Bazalwan, and as we claim then we are those who are born of God, what evidence or what effects does the Spirit brings unto us? What should be the first thing that we experience as people? What should you experience in your own life that now we are born again of God? How are you going to see this? We may not see everything like God sees. You may act if you want to act, but what is the initial effect? What is the initial result? Yini nje yokuqala ofuna siyibone empilweni yakho, ofuna when you experience as a person? We read here, Bazalwane, and we come to verse 14, 15, and 16. Verse 14, 15, and 16, brethren, it gives us the initial effects of the new birth. Ngamanye amagama, isitshela into yokuqala okufanele ukuzala kabusha iproduce kithi. Since besifile manje sesibasha, kunento yokuqala ukufuneka ibonakale ukuthi sibasha. Kunento yokuqala esizawukhona ukuyenza ebesingakhona ukuyenza before. Njengoba uJesu Christ asho, what is flesh is flesh, what is spirit is spirit. So ngamamagama, the human nature cannot produce the children of God. I think logos can understand the song. The human nature cannot produce the children of God. Unonto umngane umntwana wami uzalwe yimi akasiye umntwana kaNkuluNkulu by relationship with God. Unless God make sure that Nonto borns again by the Spirit of God. What is human is human. It brings forth human. It brings forth children of this world. Umasfunda u John chapter number 1, sfunda u 12 no 13. Listela kuthi, those who are born of God are not born by the will of flesh and by blood. They are born by the will of God. So, human nature will never produce children of God. Human nature will never produce a new heart that will be pleasing to God. Human nature will never produce a new nature that will make one with God. Human nature will never give you a new life that will bring you to the marvelous light of God. So there should be something else that happens. But once this thing happens, it brings this new nature to us. It has to bring forth again, bazalwane, a new character. Umzalwane funa bonakale ngezenzo. A new character must be out from this. But then nasifunda, like I was saying, from verse 14 to 16. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, lalel, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. For the first time, bazalwane, in this account, in this interview or this meeting between Jesus and Nicodemus, sithola igama for the first time elithi believe. Jesus Christ speaks first, usitshela ngokuqala ukuthi funa umoya kaNkulunkulu usebenze emuntwini. But though bazalwane understand ukuthi umoya kaNkulunkulu works miraculously and mysteriously in our lives, angithi usebenza singaboni bazalwane, siyaku understand lo. But imiphumela yokusebenza kumoya kaNkulunkulu, there is no way bazalwane ingabonakala. It can't just be mysterious, just like the ministry of the new birth. Ukuzalwa kabusha sikuboni, asiboni umuntu unazalwa kabusha. Asiboni. But once angazalwa kabusha, there should be effects, there should be results abonakalayo. So for Jesus now tells Nicodemus, after discussing the issue from verse 1 till verse number 40, after telling Nicodemus that the new birth is necessary, after telling Nicodemus that actually it is God who cleanses the hearts of people, those that he set apart for himself. But then how do we see that God has done this thing? Number one, start to believe. You begin to believe genuinely in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we see now the effect of the new birth. You might be claiming a certain believing in Christ Jesus, but it has to be a true believing once one receives the gift of God, the grace of God. What are we talking about? Each and every time. About number one, depending on the Lord Jesus Christ. You begin to depend on Christ. You depend on Christ, depending for salvation itself, you depending for everything else. That is believing in Christ Jesus. It means you begin to trust in Jesus. The same Jesus you didn't trust last week, now you trust because you believe in him. You begin to call and love the Lord Jesus Christ. You trust, you depend, and you have a biblical confidence on Jesus Christ. Uba nokuthemba ukuthi uJesu Kristu huye akushoko yiko ngiphila ngaye, uyinkosi yabaphilayo, inkosi yabafayo. Uma ngifa ngifele enkosini, ngibusisiwe. Nama ngifa ngingafeli enkosini, angibusiswanga. Ngame magama bazalwane. Sibona lapho ukuthi lona muntu manje umzalwane uzelwe kabusha. Wokuqala, uqala ukukholwa inkosi Jesu ngokweqinisa. But lokho kukholwa kwenkosi Jesu, brethren, nako kunezinto ezikuverifyayo ukuthi is it true, genuine believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. kunezinto eziverify lokho kukholwa lokho itself. Izinto zenza ukuthi umuntu abonakale when a performing whatever he performs or I walking the way I walk on a corner or living his life in this world. Number one, what is it? Ebonakalayo. One stops sinning. If one believes in Jesus Christ, one is born again from God, he stops sinning. Let me read for you 1 John chapter number 3. Okay, ungayibhala phansi na ungayitshola. Ngiyashisa ngifuna ukukhuluma isikhathi esithi. 1 John chapter number 3, I'm reading verse number 9. This is what it says. No one born of God make a practice of sinning. For God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. Yiyoke into kosibonakale leyo a verifier ukuthi we are true believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and a verifier kwabazalwane ukuthi we are delivered from sin, we are delivered from the power of sin, we are delivered from the penalty of sin. Okuqala, one stops sinning. Ngamanye amagama, he does not continue practice sin. Njengoba iBhayibheli liceda kusitshela, akaqhubeki bazalwane one ngenkani. Because lo muntu lona sokholela kuJesu Kristu manje. Okwesibili esingakubona ukuthi one begins to have an open heart on the things of God. Uma ufunda la kuJohn the Gospel chapter number 3, ufunda verse number 21. This is what it says. Uthi, but whosoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clear that his works have been carried out in God. Whosoever does what is right comes to the light. So somebody begins to have a new concern. A concern yakhe manje, or something motivator in life, or something that he looks forward to do or to be, is coming closer to the light. Your heart become open to the things of God. For it is God who is light. We have studied before that Jesus Christ is the light which is life to men. John chapter number 1, verse number 4. So you begin to follow the light. You come to the light. Because you lived your whole life in the darkness. But now that you believe in Christ, you come to the light. Now that we are delivered from sin and the penalty of sin, you come to the light. That we are delivered from all the things of this world, you come to the light. That's another thing that we can see. Another thing that we can see, bazalwane, ukuthi one begins to practice godliness. Uqala ukuba umuntu ophila impilo yobungcwele. Uba somebody ophila impilo ethokozisayo kuNkulunkulu. Loko kuverify ukuthini? You believe in Jesus Christ. You genuinely hold the name of the Lord Jesus Christ biblically. You are a true regenerated Christian. This is the evidence that you are born of God. You begin to practice godliness. Now leo singayifunda u 1 John but chapter number 2 verse number 29 ifubhala. 1 John chapter 2 verse 29, which is actually exactly la ubaba umnyakeni was reading for us before I came. Ithi, if you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of God. So everyone who practices righteousness has been born of God. So there is no way for a somebody to claim he's born of God and not practicing righteousness. Another thing that we know, we can read also in 1 John chapter number 4. Some of the things that verifies that we are believers of Christ. Some of the things that are verifiable, that we are one with God now. That we are purchased by the blood of God, of Christ. That we are united with God through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. we begin to love. We begin to love. And surely, bazalwane, it speaks of beginning to love God. The same God we did not love yesterday when we were sinners. We begin to love. The same God we blasphemed and say we love Him but never kept His commandments. Now we love. And then, consequently, we love our brothers and sisters. This verifies that we believe in Jesus. This verifies that then what is spirit is spirit. What is born of the spirit is seen by the product of the spirit. Another thing that you can see, it says, one overcomes the world. One begins to overcome the world. That is also 1 John chapter number 5, if you read from verse 3 to 4. It tells us that who is born of God overcomes the world. What does it mean, bazalwane, if it says, who is born of God overcomes the world? Does it mean now you become a demon hunter? Or a devil binder, or a prosperity caller, whatever. Does it mean that we overcome the world? Does it mean now you stand and take things into your own hands? Surely, brothers, it doesn't mean that. If we read faithfully in the word of God, whosoever overcomes the world, it means that we begin to overcome the sinfulness that is in us. The worldliness, the fleshiness that is in us, we begin to overcome it. The things that ngabona umunye umuntu esenhlizweni yakho ozindla ngazo ezizimbi, you begin to overcome it because now we are born of God. Lezi zinto ezilethwa ileli lizwe ezizibona kumbe TV as if they are good, that people sing in their songs as if it's good, you begin to overcome it. It does not stand as a snare to you. Akusabi into ekudonsela ekuweni. Lo lentele. You overcome the power of this world, the sinfulness that is in this world, because we are one with God. We are born of God. Awubi bullfighter ni. But you begin to obey God. You depend on God. What does it mean when you say you obey God? Now, funda yena lo 1 John chapter number 5, brethren, 3 and 4. It tells us that those who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, they overcome the world. So the world, the people of this world, who are still born in flesh and they are remaining in flesh, they don't overcome the world because they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There should be effects of the new birth. It should be proper and clear, bazalwane, ukuthi you are born of God. You do no longer depend on the things of this world. Ma horoscopes. Bafunda amabhuku delisana unama pages abo horoscope that tells you future. You don't believe those things because you know it is lies. It comes from the pit of hell. You don't ever again hold to fortune telling. Outside about the palm, but it's a palm reader, but tell it in Santa Zako. You believe in God now. You don't practice witchcraft anymore. You know that it is sin and it is from the devil. You don't do those things anymore. Because you are born of God. You don't follow spiritisms anymore. Lababa Kulman Abafil. Some they even claim to be Christians. But they will tell you they want you to connect to the dead. But brethren, the dead are dead. They don't remember. They don't know what's going on. We don't know where they are. But we, since we are the children of God, we depend in God. We trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as the verifications of the effects of the new birth. We are born of God. So we stop sinning. We begin to practice godliness. We begin to be those that are loving, those that love God and love others. We overcome the world. But surely, brethren, we cannot just pass the first part Jesus Christ spoke about. Umo Jesu Christ at what is flesh is flesh. We cannot just pass that and just fly and speak about what is spirit is spirit. Yes, that is the most important thing. Yes, that is where Jesus Christ wanted Nicodemus to be. Ilokhu Jesu Christ akafuna Nicodemus akubelieve akubone bazalwane. Ukuthi kuyafuneka ukuba sizalwe kuNkulunkulu. Why? Not only because nasizalwe nguNkulunkulu sihamba noNkulunkulu kuphelele khona lapho. It is good. But it has to be seen bazalwane ukuthi we are the children of God now. First, it is seen by our genuine belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. That speaks of commitment, bazalwa. Following Jesus Christ speaks of commitment, spiritual commitment. Speaks of worshipping the true God in the right way that God wants to be worshipped. And that is only through Christ. Because God now seeks those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. We are a new creation. In the 7th year, we must prove that we are a new creation. It is very sad to hear things that people speak these days. It is very sad to hear things that people preach to other people. Preaching as if there is a middle ground. You can't be a Christian that is not actually a Christian. Brethren, what is flesh is flesh. What is spirit is spirit. Flesh produces flesh, spirit produces spirit. There's no middle line. There is no something called carnal Christian. Awubi umzalwane, ongasi umzalwane. There are two natures, there are two people, non-Christian and Christian. Like I said it before, Jesus is making sure, bazana, but it is clear to Nicodemus. There is no way that the human nature produces children of God. There is no way that a human nature produces a new life. Even if it was possible to go back to your mother's womb, which is not, but if it was possible, the answers would be the same. You need the Spirit of God. But this Spirit of God, brethren, must produce what is from the Spirit. We must hear when you speak the things that you speak. Learning to tame your tongue. That will show us. That should show you yourself that now you are a child of God. You are not those that only born of flesh and were never regenerated, that they may receive the gift of life. People who continue in their sins willingly. That is what is flesh. Flesh produces flesh. There is evidence. Even if people claim to be believing in Jesus, bazalwane, umano manga claim to be believing in Jesus, but there are evidence that they do not know Christ truly. The way we live shows if we know Him or we don't know Him. There is no middle ground. Even when we claim a kind of righteousness, but we are so self-centered, just like the Pharisees were self-centered, they look at themselves, they become heroes of their own stories. As it's born at these days, people are heroes of their own stories. They want to make something so that they shine. Even inside the church, they will try to do something so that they shine. When they have the group that supports them and says, yeah, we have done well, then they will say glory to God. But they know deep down their hearts, they were just pushed by being self-centered, trying to prove a point, trying to be somebody when they are not anybody. So we cannot hide, brethren. It is a lie, brethren, that there is no difference on those that are born of God and those that are the children of this world. You cannot continue in your life, brother and sister, living like a devil and claiming to have a part with God, claiming to have a part with Jesus Christ. You cannot claim to be a follower of Christ, but live like a devil, or worse than a demon. But the only thing that you can do is to come to church and be another demon hunter. But there is no proof in your life. This is what God has called us to be. Children of God. Those that are different from the rest. But it is nice to be like the rest. At least as a crowd. But who said the crowd is always right? The crowd is wrong. It was a crowd that crucified Jesus when He was alone. So brethren, I beg, I beseech. Let us look at these things that God says. If we claim to be the ones that are born of God, Why can't we just produce then the fruits that shows we are born of God? Truly believing in Jesus and following Jesus, becoming part of Him in whatever He does and whatever He says, we follow. It begins there, brethren. Ezekiel 36 said, God will give us a new heart and a new spirit because we are rebellious. When He gives us that, He leads us to be those that follow His commandment and His statutes, which is what we see in this world. Those who are born of flesh, they remain flesh. That is why Jesus, brethren, last in the corner, verse 6 to 15, He leads Nicodemus to this incident in the wilderness, where a rebellious and a sinful people who were afflicted by snakes had to look at a serpent which God asked Moses to put up. They sinned before God and God was angry because God always angry when people sin. He punishes sinners. A loving God who demands justice. And these people had to look at the serpent. Unkulunkulu, what Moses agamisi inyoka ayibeke ndukwini enje inyoka yakhe ngethusi with a bronze. Kuze laba ba afflicted, which people were rebellious. They didn't want to do anything with God. They were cursing God, remembering remembering Egypt and the sinfulness of Egypt. The same people who practice lawlessness in the wilderness. God afflicted them. But Unkulunkulu asked Moses to put up that bronze snake so that they may look and live. What does it tell you, brother? To look and live. They had to look, they had to trust, they had to depend, they had to have confidence, they had to exercise their faith so that they may live. So in the same way shall the Son of Man be lifted up. Why? So that the rebellious, sinful, afflicted men like you and me may look and live. May trust, depend, and have confidence that they may begin to practice their faith in Jesus Christ. That they may become one with Christ. That it may be seen they are the children of God. That is the reason. He says the Son of Man must be lifted up so that He pulls all men to Him. And those that Christ pulls to Him, they cannot then remain the same. Another friend, brother, used to say, you cannot come in contact with Jesus Christ and remain the same. So if Jesus Christ pulls you to Himself, it is because He wants you to change your first nature, that human nature, that you may become one like Him, so that you may be delivered from sin and the power of sin itself and the judgment of sin. You must be delivered. That's why we are called to be children of God. So Jesus is telling Nicodemus, there is no help, there is no answer, there is no solution. What is born of flesh is flesh. It will remain flesh. It can try to confess differently, but it is flesh. Until God does something, until the Son of God is lifted up and pulls you to Himself and cleanses you from within, as we spoke previous week. And then you are indwelt by the power of God. And it says those who are indwelt by the power of God, they don't continue in sin. Abaqhubeki benza isono njalo njalo. Why? Which is in 1 John 1. Because the seed of God abides in them. How do I continue in sin if the seed of God is in me? How do I become a Christian that practices lawlessness and sinful living, becoming a devil himself? How can this be? So, brethren, the new birth has effects. The new birth should bring results. Ukuzala kabusha akusiyi just umdlalo ukujoin us some church or some group. If sizalwa kabusha, it means God is at work. And I'm not claiming, brethren, ukuthi when we are born again, become so pure, crystal clear, pure. I'm not claiming that. That is when God in our lives work in us, making us holy
uNkulunkulu singazala kabusha uyasenza day by day by day by reading his word, by listening to his word. Uyasenza day by day through the Spirit. Uthi Spirit esibebantu abalungiselelwa ukubuya kwenkosi Jesu. Maybe that's where the confusion ikhona lapho ukuthi some people are carnal Christians. They can continue in their carnality, they can continue in sin, but still claim to be part of God. Just because one day they raised their hands and they were written in the membership books. But surely, brethren, God forbids. The scripture doesn't approve of it. The scripture doesn't say to be flesh or carnally minded is enmity to God. It means we see it as kankulunkulu. Doesn't mean we see it as kankulunkulu phakathi uNkulunkulu uzakuthatha. Brethren, there is no center line. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of God or is spirit. So you learn abazalwane into uJesu Christu is trying to prove or to teach to Nicodemus. Jesus Christ is very honest to Nicodemus. So bazalwane, we need to see last from the call. Good John chapter number 3. Nasifunda uverse 15, it is those that believe in Christ have eternal life. This tells us the eternal life we begin to live now. We begin to live the eternal life or having the eternal life now. What does this teach us? If we receive eternal life now, brethren, it means that the aim, bazalwane, of the new birth is that we come to believe in Jesus and have eternal life. Then live like those that are already in heaven. Why? Because we have already received eternal life now. Why? Because the blood of Christ is so powerful, it washes our sins away. How can we live in sin and claim to have been washed by Christ? How do we proclaim and profess Christianity for 2 days and the rest 10 days we remain in our sins? This is what Jesus is trying to tell Nicodemus. The Spirit has to produce a difference in the life of a person, because flesh does not produce any difference. Flesh brings what is flesh. It will never produce the children of God. So, brethren, we must know these things. We must be aware of these things. There is a difference on those that are born of God and those that are not born of God. There is a difference in what is born of flesh and what is born of spirit. And the evidences that we see, bazalwane, it is because of the source that begat them. Lento ekwenza ukuthi uzalwe kabusha or ekwenza ukuthi uzalwe yiyo eletha imiphumela. Uma uzalwe inyama uzobona imiphumela yenyama. Uma uzalwe umoya ufuna sibone imiphumela kamoya. It's clear, brethren. It's actually like that. If you find Galatians chapter number 5, I think go for chapter number 5. Ufunde verse 22 to 23. Ngambala phansi. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy, is love, is peace, is patience, is kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And against such there is no law. Bazalwane, these are more evidences. These are more effects or results of being born of God. It speaks of love. It speaks of joy. The joy that we find in Jesus. The peace that we have with God. The kindness that we begin to be. People that are kind. Self-control. Patient. People that are patient. It is because of the new birth that we produce such results. So how we live our lives, tell us of what begat you. The way you live your life, it tells us of who you are. It tells us of what you are. And you are the child of God. You are born of God, of the Spirit of God. So then if you are born of God, can you stop sinning? Can we continue and live godly because we are born of God? Can we prove our believing in Jesus Christ by being Christians, followers of Christ, in a biblical sense?
trusting in Jesus, depending on Jesus, calling upon the name of Jesus whenever we want to call upon His name, casting our anxieties upon Him. If we are born of God, can we be the children of God then? This is the aim of Jesus Christ today to us. If we claim, brethren, we are those that are of God, then we claim we are delivered from sin. We claim we are delivered from the power of sin. So can we live like those who are born of God? How can this be? How can this be? Because what is spirit, there is no way, in other words, that the spirit produces nothing. So brethren, how does this help us? As the church today, how does this help us? Those who are born of God, they will begin to exercise openly these effects of the new birth. You will begin to believe genuinely, or show your belief genuinely in the Lord Jesus Christ. You will begin to show that you trust Jesus Christ, because now you know that the Spirit brings forth to you something different, something of a different kind, a nature that you never had before. You have a new character now. You stop sinning, you become godly, you begin to love. So you're going to exercise openly and delightful these effects of the new birth. So you're going to walk right and say, I stop sinning because I know I'm born of God. I have a new nature. I have a new heart. I have a new spirit. I have a new life that brings to me a new character. That is why I'm going to practice a new character. But that I may please God. I bring my life to God to please God. I live right before God, for God. Not just for people, but for God. That is unto those who believe. And those who do not believe. How can those who are not born of God benefit from this, Bazalwane? They benefit in a way, ukuthi babone ukuthi there is no other way, brethren. There is no other solution, Bazalwane. But only through God, by the Spirit in Christ Jesus, that one can be born of God. You can't even go back to your mother's womb. There is no solution in that. When you come back out, if it was possible, you'll be the same. With a nature that is flesh, producing flesh. You'll be the same person that practices lawlessness, and be the same person that is wicked, who runs from the light. Jesus says, they love darkness, they will not come to the light. Verse number 19. There is no other way, there is no solution, but only Christ Jesus. We must look at Him who died at the cross and live. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake in the wilderness, so shall be the Son of God. So surely, brothers, it is true. The Spirit brings forth spirit. There should be a difference on those that are of God and those that are not. The children of God must be seen by the way they live. Their character must tell us who begat them. So do not be surprised. These are the words of Jesus. Do not be marveled when I tell you, you must be born again. And as Moses lifted up that bronze snake in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man. So that whosoever believe may look and live. So that whosoever believe may have eternal life. They begin by trusting Jesus now, living for Jesus now, having this good character and godly character now. Not like those who are mentioned in Galatians 5 from 19 to 21. Though John is not talking about death, wickedness, lawlessness, but we are the children of God. So can we live like the children of God? That is Jesus' aim, brethren. So, the question being now, can you see a difference? Is there any effects that the Holy Spirit bring in the lives of those that are regenerated? Yes, there is. First, they begin by believing on Jesus. Truly believing in Jesus. Depending, trusting upon Jesus. Then that is verified by the character life that they live out there. And may the good God bless us all, that you may have clarity and believe in these things and live. Come to Jesus, live. Amen.